Here are today's top stories. Donald Trump really stuck it to the media today by holding a press conference in his new Washington, D.C. hotel. He wanted to tell the world that President Obama was indeed a U.S. citizen. Okay. The media showed up, and he ended up being 90 minutes late. Then he took the opportunity to just talk about his new awesome hotel. And at the end of the 45-minute conference, he said Obama was a citizen. No questions, but hey, who wants a tour? The media was not happy, but then again, that may have been the point. And after all that, the makeshift stage that Trump did the press conference on collapsed. Either that's an ominous sign about the campaign or the hotel. Either one, hilarious, right? If that was accidentally funny, then this was deliberately funny. Clinton had the line of the week. The good news is my pneumonia finally got some Republicans interested in women's health. Oh, boom, mic drop. Then she started talking about periods and everybody spaced out. Back to the birther stuff. Trump did go out of his way to blame the birther movement roots on Hillary, as she allegedly asked questions about Obama when campaigning against him in 2008. The media, surprisingly, went out of their way to call out Trump as a liar. When reached for comment, Trump was like, no, they didn't. Nope. They said I'm the best and I was right and I'm the best and I have the best hotel in D.C. Want to take a tour? Who wants to take a tour? Nobody wants to take a tour, dude. Chill. In other news, the iPhone 7 was released today and it is so expensive. That's all. That's all I got. Private sources close to the mayor of Chicago say he's going to make a big policy speech on violence and point the finger at absentee fathers. This is a controversial move for a mayor who's not popular in the black community, but he reportedly believes this is one of the big issues in why there are so many gangbangers and gun violence. Some critics will say that it's not absentee fathers, it's that many fathers are incarcerated or have been killed due to gun violence. Both issues can be traced back to politics and policy. Eesh. Look for that soon, maybe next week. Representative Ron Sandak abruptly resigned this summer, and now it comes out that he was being extorted by an international crime ring that posed as a woman on social media. They shook him down for money, saying if he didn't pay, they would release his inappropriate conversation and media. This ring supposedly originated in the Philippines. Wait, didn't Mike Madigan just go to the Philippines? Oh, he didn't? Oh, yeah, never mind. Scratch that. Nope. Sorry. Scratch that theory. Sorry. He didn't. No. In weather, hey, Harvest Moon, which sounds more like a Neil Young song and less like astronomy. On this harvest moon. That's what you have to play when you look up at the moon tonight. On this harvest moon. In sports, last night the Cubs lost, but they won the division later. And today they brought out the B-Squad to win in dramatic fashion with a walk-off and extra innings to get the real party started. I believe they're still on the field, and my guess is that Harry Carey and Ron Santo are doing Jaeger bombs in the sky. More in reality, John Cusack and Jim Belushi are doing Jaeger bombs at Sluggers. One small issue, though, Jorge Soler, why was he in the game? I'm not sure. He left with tightness in the fourth. Wait, I thought tightness was a good thing. Get tight. Give me some tightness. So now what? The Cubs will get some rest for the starters and keep a deep rotation to take pressure off the big dogs. I mean, they have 2.5 weeks left of the regular season, so get ready for a lot of Matt Caesar and Trevor Cahill. Hope you got tickets. NBC's reporting that catcher David Ross, the pit boss, he went out last night and partied in Wrigleyville, but nobody recognized him. A bartender did, but not many others. That's got to feel good for the old-timer, getting thrown up on by a Wrigleyville douche while someone's going, hey, old man, sorry about your flannel. Wait, you kind of look familiar. Are you in Pearl Jam? What's up? What's up? What's up? Not a great way to celebrate the career there, Grandpa. Speaking of being recognized, Cubs president Theo Epstein put on a fake mustache and sat in the bleachers today. That's awesome. Points, dude, points. Best team ever. The Sox, not the best team ever. Start a series with the Royals. Chris Sale goes tonight. Unfortunately, really the only reason to watch right now, so I just DVR every fifth game or so. Although, he's had a rocky second half. I think he's got one win in the second half. Come on. In football, if Jeremy Langford doesn't work out, the Bears should look at this running back on the Jets. 100 yards, 3 touchdowns yesterday. Matt Fort, he's great. Might be a steal. The Bears play on Monday night this week. The injury report looking good. Kyle Fuller is the only limited player coming off knee surgery. He didn't play in week one. Not sure if he's going to suit up for week two. If he doesn't go, they should see if Donnell Wolford's still in shape, right? I don't know. Wolford. I like that guy. Cutler talked to the media today, and a weird question came up about why he doesn't do more endorsements, especially local. His answer is that he wants to protect his free time. Ha! Really? Yeah, the Kane Taves Chevy commercial? Yeah, that took him months to make. My guess is it took 15 minutes of them going, get a Chevy, to cut that spot, right? My other guess? Nobody's asking. If I were Cutler, I'd be the spokesperson for Camel cigarettes. Just go there. Smoking Jay. And finally tonight, an Australian daughter has sued her parents for putting her baby photos on Facebook. She said it caused embarrassment and emotional harm. Baby pictures. When reached for comment, the parents were like, nah, what's your number? We'll just text them to you. It's my Australian accent. That's not a knife. There it is. I got it. That's the carryout for September 16th, 2016. Hey, it's the weekend, so you know what you got to do. You got to carry out. And you know what? A special we got running for the Cubs? Well, no special. Just do shots.